Boys and girls, nice to see you this morning. Thank you for coming. I've got something with me this morning, which I hope you have at home. What's that? I've heard. It's a toothbrush. Hands up if you brush your teeth. Yeah, good, well done. And there's one or two at the way at the back. I see you. Thank you. Right, how many times a day do you brush your teeth? Two. In the morning and at night. Good. And how long do you brush your teeth for? How long does it take you? Do you know? No. A minute, less. I confess I just kind of quickly run around. But some of these modern toothbrushes, I think, now have a timer on them. And they vibrate in your hand. Yeah? They do. Well, I don't have one, but other people do. And they vibrate, and you have to keep brushing until it stops vibrating. Do you have toothbrushes like that? No. But you know what you do? Well done. Let me see your teeth. Beautiful. Obviously working. I want you to see this picture. Imagine if you had teeth like this. Look at that. Look at these teeth in there. I wonder how long you think it would take you to brush these teeth. It would take you more than a minute. The crocodile is a fascinating reptile because it doesn't chew its food the way we chew our food. It doesn't chew its food. They just swallow everything whole. But they have problems because their feet get, sometimes it's when they swallow, things get stuck into their teeth. And they have a problem with food getting stuck. And so they need something to help them brush their teeth. Now, you wouldn't believe that this is what they're going to use to brush their teeth. That's called, well, it's called a plover, but it's actually called the crocodile bird. Because what happens is that when the crocodile comes out of the water and it's lying in the sunshine, this wee bird jumps onto the crocodile's back and it eats the parasites, the insects that are on the skin and under the scales of the crocodile. But then, when the crocodile opens its mouth, see the wee bird inside the crocodile's mouth, can you? And instead of the crocodile eating this bird, the crocodile just sits with its mouth open and the bird goes round and cleans the crocodile's teeth. And so the crocodile gets nice clean teeth and the bird gets something to eat and they're both very happy. And once the little bird is full of food and the crocodile's teeth are clean, then the bird flies away. And presumably comes back at night time when it's bedtime, maybe, and brushes his teeth again.
No, it doesn't do it morning and night, it just does it when the crocodile comes out and lies in the sunshine.
It's got a very, very fancy word, and it's a great big word, and I don't expect to remember the word, the older ones might. It's called symbiosis. Symbiosis is when it helps both people at the same time.
So it's helping the crocodile, and it's helping
the little bird at the same time.
And that's what God has given to us. God has given all his goodness to us, his strength and his love, to help us. And by helping us, we can help him. And it works with other people too. When we help other people, when we're kind, when we're honest, when we do good turns to other people, helps them, they feel much better, and so do we. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us, for their sake and for ours, to make this world a better place. Let me go back to the weekend of invitation. Symbiosis for that as well. If we invite other people to come to church with us on that weekend, there's things for young people as well. I think there's a junior walk, there's some games being organised in the hall or in the car park if it's nice. I think there's a barbecue, there's a picnic, there's all kinds of things happening. If we can invite people to come, then they will feel good and so will we. Because that's the whole point of the weekend of invitation. It's for our sake, so that we will feel part of this whole thing by doing the inviting. And that works not just for the weekend of invitation, but for lots and lots of things in our life. That if we can do good, other people feel good, and by symbiosis, then we both come out of this much, much, much better. So thank you for coming. I don't expect you to remember the word symbiosis, but remember the crocodile and the hoverbird. And let's act like them. And now let's pray. Loving God, we thank you once more for all that you are and all that you give to us, which you give for our sake and for your sake. And so help us to have that same attitude so that we may give to others and receive at the same time, that this world may indeed become your kingdom here on earth. All this we ask in Jesus' name. And in his words we pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.